Blog Talk Radio.
Night 2021 646-652-4479 is the number. We are live on Facebook on the NPC New Pack City page on Facebook, so make sure you check that out when you get a chance. Of course, you can listen to Around the ATL on Amazon Music, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, but make sure you follow us on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. So tonight is the night. Now, there's already been a world of different things happening in the NBA, but we're going to try to keep this centered towards the Atlanta Hawks and just speculate, you know, just talk it out. Let's see what, you know, see what people think, you know, in regards to best player available, addressing needs, things of that nature. So we'll have a good time talking about that. And then, again, the if-thens, you know, we know the biggest rumor is about Cam, so we'll talk about that as well. So again, 646-652-4479. Let's get into our usual introduction. You know, we try to make sure we shout out some of the other pages that we frequent, myself and my co-hosts, in regards to online, Atlanta Falcons, Hawks, and everybody. So that being said, Falcons Nation, what's up, Dirty Bird? Atlanta Bird Game. We are the G Savage Dogs of UGA. Remember, we will start talking college football soon. New Pack City, again, I'm doing a Facebook Live from there. Atlanta Hawks Nation, Hawks Nation, Atlanta Braves Fan Group, Tomahawk Talk, Atlanta FC Fans, and the Atlanta Dream Pages. What's going on, everybody? And I am actually awaiting my co-host, so we will do a little bit of this and that. Actually, it looks like we already got a caller. So let's do this. Let's officially start the show, and we'll get started. So, of course, tonight being the draft, and, you know, we don't draft until the 20th pick because, you know, we were so successful this season, two games away from the NBA Finals. So we know we have a few needs that we want to address. Oh, we just lost a caller. Couldn't wait, I guess. We know we need a big, and we know we need a true point guard, okay? Now, whether or not we concentrate on that in the draft or we concentrate on the free agency or a little bit of both. And a week ago, I think I said both. We could probably pull it off. But knowing that Big O is not going to be around for basically 6 months, that does change some things there, you know, as far as the who possibly, you know, because, you know, you have Knight, you have Skyler, and more than likely they will go to the G League, but that's you know, that's still speculation too. I still think Knight and Mays can give us some good minutes if given a chance. But if they do go to G League, whoever you're drafting almost has to be equal or better than them in regards to possible playing time per the positions, right? And some of this is going to go into, well, do you keep Dunn or not? Because he did pick up his option. So he's obviously on the team, right? But, you know, we have players that right now they're either restricted free agents or actual free agents. Right now we know John is our biggest restricted free agent, right? But you got Lou, Snell, and Solo that are free agents. None of them, we don't know what their status is. You know, Lou is the one that probably will be the biggest focus. He says he wants to come back, right? So that's something to think about. And then, of course, Skylar, Knight, and Goody are restricted free agents. But like I said, at the end of the day, Skylar and Knight just had a rookie season. So you wouldn't think they'd be going anywhere. So they'll probably get some kind of a contract. And again, probably more than likely end up in G League. Goody is a restricted free agent. And that's a question mark that, you know, do you trust him enough to say with a full season and actual minutes, can he spell Trey enough to warrant that responsibility over a period of time or not? You know, so that's going to be a huge deal right there. And I think I saw something. Bear with me, everybody. So that's something to consider. No, not yet. The other thing is, and I'm getting back to my notes, the bigs. Now, with Big O being gone, and initially he was the backup center for all intents and purposes, even though on the technical side, he's not really a center. Who do you get to replace that slot now? Because that is a slot that you have to replace. You know, we have to speculate that Bruno is no longer going to be a part of this team. I'm going to throw that out there real quick. Okay. So do you get somebody bona fide to say, okay, we know this person here gets this many rebounds, gets this many blocks a game, gets this many points. This person is good in the post, or this person can actually hit a shot outside. Do you look at it from that standpoint and say, okay, we'll get a veteran who's actually, you know, capable of doing it? Or do you look at the future and say, okay, we got the 20th pick. There's a deep draft of bigs in this particular draft. Do you look at it from that standpoint, however, knowing that you have Knight? Because, again, when you come down to it, all right, well, if Gallo is your power forward, or do you play him at backup center possibly, because they did do that a little bit during all the injuries. You got Clint, right? So when Clint sits down and John sits down, because I'm going to still say John is here, who are you bringing in to keep everything going? And do you trust that in a young player? Do you trust a veteran on that end? And that's going to really be the determining factor, I think, a little bit. 646-652-4479. Thanks to those who are looking at the Facebook page on the New Pack City page right now. And I am about to find out what some of y'all think. Or do we trade our picks? So what do y'all think? I don't want to get too far into what I want to talk about just yet because I'm waiting for my co-host. So if you are listening and also watching, give me something to discuss here because I am waiting for y'all. There you go. And I want to talk to y'all. This is draft night. You know, this is an opportunity to know what you think could happen out there and be on the record for the next 25 years or so. It could be you who called it. You never know. So 646-652-4479. Again, we have the situation where the East is going to change a little bit, you know, Russell leaving to go to the Lakers, it looks like, you know, but it really doesn't change a whole heck of a lot because the Wizards weren't really going anywhere. I mean, if anything, that definitely like takes them out of the running because more than likely Bill will end up going somewhere too, you know. The West, though, definitely is going to get a little bit tougher over there, you know, with that kind of a move being made. DeAndre, what's up? I really think we make a trade that makes some noise. Huh, that's interesting. Well, that would be you alluding to possibly trading Cam Reddish. And, you know, we can talk about that a little bit. whether or not that'll be a good or bad thing. I just think when you have a player that's 21 years old, you're in the rookie contract of a 21-year-old who his first two seasons he averaged double digits right off the jump. You know our track record with rookies over the years, right? So up until the Schlenk years, of course, that'd be a tough pill to swallow, I think, still. I mean, and what I'm seeing is if we do it in the 20th pick to get to 13, let me do this first. I'm going to play that all night long. So let's see. So let's say the 11th or 12th or 13th pick is where we go with if we possibly traded Cam and the 20th. So let's go by each position. Point guard. Around that area, the mock gives you at 11, Jason Preston from Ohio, this kid from Lithuania, Boku Batis, and McKinley Wright from Colorado. That's 11, 12, and 13. Any of those people stand out to you? Would that be a reason you would give up on Cam Reddish? Because that's what it would be. And the 20th pick to get one of those guys? I don't think so. So let's go shooting guard. Shooting guard, 11th, 12th, and 13th. Tyra Williams out of Stanford. Quentin Grimes out of Houston. Josh Christopher out of Arizona State. Any of those guys jump out at you at 11, 12, or 13 if you get to go that high? We're talking about just getting into the lottery, which is top 15, I believe, right? I don't think that would make any sense, all right? So small forward, which on the technical side, but if you're trading Cam, you kind of, you know, are you trying to replace him? But that wouldn't make any sense. You got a guy who his first two seasons averaged double digits right off the bat, and the second season he was hurt. Why would you do that? But, hey, 11, Justin Champagne out of Pittsburgh, Matt Mitchell out of San Diego State, and Mr. Pons out of Tennessee. I don't know how to pronounce his first name. Those guys don't jump out at me either. Let's go power forward, 11, 12, or 13. Raquan Gray out of Florida State, Jericho Sims out of Texas, Jeremiah Robinson Earl out of Villanova. I don't think any of those guys jump out. So then look at the center position. And actually, this stops at 9. So here's the – well, let me make sure. I think that's ESPN. As I wait, let's check and make sure I don't have any callers. Hope I don't. So to answer your question, DeAndre, I mean, to make the noise for the sake of making noise and not really get anybody at that pick, I don't think that will make much sense. I mean, I would think you would need more. Because when you think about it, Cam was the number 10 pick. So you're drafting, I mean, you're trading a 20th pick and what was the 10th pick. And people are saying, well, you know, you're going off potential, but he was hurt and he wasn't a great shooter and all this kind of stuff. But then there's the playoffs. You know, you really got to weigh all of that together in regard to what he did in his short little stint in college with Zion overshadowing everything over there. And then the minutes that he did get in his first season. Okay. He did not have a great first half of the season at all, the games that he was able to play. Right. Because the biggest thing was he couldn't hit a three-pointer to save his life. He looks like he's fixed that. And that is a big deal when you're a wing player who can play defense and you can hit the three. Get your own shot. You see what I'm saying? So why would you let that go when he's under a rookie contract? He's the 10th pick of the draft. You know one of our last 10th picks of the draft was? Adam Keith. You don't think Cam Reddish is better than Adam Keith? 646-652-4479. So, again, I just don't think you're doing a lot by getting to – even if you were to get to the top 10 somehow with the 20th and Cam Reddish, somebody actually gave you their 10th pick. Again, it's like, who are you trying to get, you know? And, again, I want to go over some of the players on the draft side in specifics in a little bit, and then on the free agent side. Let me see, the 10th pick on the point guard side. Dacian Nix, David Johnson, Jason Prett. No, not really. I mean, I just don't see it. Because unless you get to the top five, it'll be a wasted trade. Literally, it will make us look bad. It will be a bad trade. It will be a bad trade. That's all I can say about that. If you're giving up on Cam Reddish, and you're giving up the 20th, it's not so much the 20th. It's Cam more so than anything. You saw what he did against KD when we played the Nets early in the season. Just a lockdown defense him and Hunter can play if on the floor at the same time. You see what I'm saying? Or when Big O comes back. I just think you just lose so much. And one of the reasons that we won so many games was our depth. And to really give up a really good depth piece at 21 years old, scoring double digits in the first two seasons, I just don't think you give up on that. I just don't agree with it. If we could figure out, you know, hey, trade Bruno, I guess, you know, in the 20th pick and see what you get. Somebody might like what Bruno does. But you know what I'm saying? I will go that route before you do that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. 646-652-4479. We got a caller. No, we do not. All right. So let's go into free agency then. Because one of the things that happened initially was that Dunn opted into his contract, right? $5 million. Everybody's like, well, that's a waste of $5 million. Well, we don't know yet because he hasn't played this season yet. He hasn't played the 2021 season yet. The 2020 season, he didn't play until the very bitter end. However, for those games that he did get included on, you saw what? He played defense. And guess what? That's his calling card. That's why we got him. Okay? He can be a shutdown guard. It's like a shutdown corner. He can be a shutdown guard. He can prevent that guard from getting to his spot. He can disrupt that guard's dribble. He can block shots. He can take the ball from you. He can irritate you. That's one of the kind of players that we need at the guard position, which we really don't have that much. We have a bunch of wings that can do it, right? But at the guard position, at that point guard position, we need someone like that. Now, whether or not he can run the team or not, again, that's where if you bring in a veteran, because, again, he's a specialist more so than anything. His job is to play defense. You're not relying on him to run the offense, and you're definitely not relying on him to score. That's not what you need. We got scores. We have scores galore. That's not what we need. We got to be able to stop people. We didn't do a good job of stopping people when it came down to it, right? So, Dunn, if we keep him, does that mean you lean towards going young at the position, okay? Or do you go ahead and get that veteran point guard? Now, as far as veteran point guards, there's only really two that I'm looking at on the free agent side to see if we can pull it off. 646-652-4479. One of those, obviously, is Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose killed us. We couldn't stop him. Right? Wouldn't it be better for us to have him on our team, on our side, to wreak havoc on other teams in the Eastern Conference? I believe it would. I believe he has plenty left in the tank. One, he wouldn't have to play as many minutes as he would with the Knicks. Right? I mean, I'm jumping ahead to the playoffs. In the playoffs, basically, Derrick Rose was starting. He wouldn't have to do that here, right? You're looking at him playing 20 minutes at the most, really. You know, truthfully, 25 minutes at the very, very most. But I don't even think you have to play him that much. So Derrick Rose can drive to the basket. He can dish. He can hit a three, right? He can do all of those things. And he can do them on a regular basis. So Derrick Rose is my first choice. T.J. McConnell, we couldn't stop him either. Now, you're talking about the word irritant. T.J. McConnell, just wasn't a good look. And, again, that's where having a defensive stalwart could have slowed some of these guards down. You know, we get that Philly series, you see those guys shooting, just shooting and shooting and scoring and scoring and scoring. And where are Dunn? Dunn's healthy. Ain't he playing at all? You know. So, again, I believe that is going to play a part in how tonight goes a little bit, that if you keep Dunn, do you lean towards going veteran at the point guard position? Because if you're talking about the draft and where we're lying at, here's some of the options that I'm looking at. I'm going to go ahead and get into it. And y'all feel free to join in. And appreciate DeAndre so far for participating. I see a couple of y'all. Well, I see a few of y'all on here so far. So make sure you type me. Let me know what you think or call into the show, 646-652-4479. If you have somebody specific that you're looking at, let's talk about it. All right. So for me, one of the guards that I'm looking at now, he's already been clear to be able to play. We know he had a heart issue and everything. Jared Butler, out of Butler, the national champion Butler team. He shot 44% from three. Okay. That's deadly. That means he's hitting that shot. Okay. He's confident in that shot. During the season, he gave you 13 a game. He gave you 2 steals a game. So guess what? He also plays defense, right? He can get his own shot, like I said, but he's looking to pass the ball. Now, that being said, he just won a national championship, okay? Now, we could always say winning a national championship doesn't always translate into having a great career in the NBA. However, it does give you an instance of that player will have longevity in the NBA. Okay, there's a lot of players that have won college championships that have stayed in the NBA a good long time because they built something and they are winners, you know. So Al Horford is one of them. I'll give Al Horford his credit. He won two championships in a row. He's still in the NBA making a lot of money now, ain't he? All right. So that's just an example as far as one player. But Jared Butler, I believe, would be great on this team because you take Trae Young off the court, right, and you put Jared Butler in the game, number one. Out of respect, him being on the court. You can't just let him just kind of just be out there. He's going to be aggressive, right? And again, if you give him too much space, he's going to shoot a three on you. He can hit that shot. Again, 44% from three is nothing to sneeze at, whether or not it's in college or anywhere, because it's a three-point shot. They don't really change that much. Let's see. I got some notes coming in here. Let's check this real quick. Oh. And again, the fact that he played so big, again, all you got to do is look at the tape as far as that national championship game. That was a game that he helped them win. You know what I'm saying? So anytime you have that, that's translatable to the NBA pretty easily, I believe, okay? Now, him falling at 20 or not, I don't know. Again, I think a lot of people are going to be wary in regards to this heart issue, okay? So that is going to be, because even though he's been clear, it's the same thing with, I can't remember his name right now, but played for the Falcons, and he had a heart issue as well. Anybody with a heart issue, you got to be careful with, you know. But once the doctors, if medical has cleared you, that means that they have confidence enough in their knowledge that per him doing everything necessary to prove that he's okay, And he'll have constant attention. So it's a roll of the dice. I don't know if it is as much as people might think that it is, right? We know that, let's see if I can look him up real quick. He just retired recently. Let's see if I can find him real quick. I guess Power Forward. I know who I'm talking about, but I'm just trying to get his name real quick. LaMarcus Aldridge. So Marcus just retired recently with some issues that he said that he wants to make sure he takes care of. But he's apparently played with it for a period of time. Chris Bosh, he apparently played with it for a period of time. So time is going to be different with everybody, to where they say, okay, well, I believe I'm concerned enough to where maybe I shouldn't be playing. Not saying that Jared Butler should put himself in any kind of jeopardy or anything, but again, once medical has cleared you, then it's just a matter of self-confidence. Can you get out there and do it? Okay. Hold on a second. 646-652-4479 is the number. Let me make sure I don't have no callers here. And I don't. All right, let's do this. Because I'm trying to see where my co-host is here. And I'm searching. So I'm checking out, making sure there aren't no other rumors to catch me before we get to draft. So far, it's still just Flex Gang. Probably getting traded for Brody. So Brody can join Braun, the super, super, duper, super team that's being built out there. All of a sudden, we're going to be Westbrook and Damian Lillard and, you know, Magic Johnson's going to come out, retirement. You know, it's going to be crazy over there. So that's Jared Butler. Jared Butler is one of the guys I'm looking at. The other guy, actually, I've added one person, too. 646-652-4479, and thanks to those who are watching on the New Pack City Facebook page. Chris Durant, Oregon, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. 17 game. He only played two games in the tournament. They got knocked out, of course, but he was giving you also 6.5 assists a game, which means, I mean, now six assists in college, that's a lot of assists. Tournament game at that, okay? Because that really means you're trying to find somebody else to score besides yourself, okay? So, and he shoots 42% from three. He's a bigger guard as well. So if you're talking about having a combination of someone who can handle the ball, okay, a little bit bigger guard, somebody who can shoot, so that way, again, when Trey comes off the court, there's not that much stagnation that's going to happen. Now, remember, this past season, as opposed to the season before was a disaster. When Trey came off the court, we were down by 30 very easily. This year, that did not happen as much. Now, some of that was a combination of rotations, right? As far as, what's up, DJ? Right now, I was talking about, ooh, who else was I talking about? Right now, I'm talking about the point guard position and whether or not you're going free agency or you're taking a rookie out of the draft right now. Right now, I'm talking about Chris Durante out of Oregon right now. So when Trey came out the game this year, you know, and before Lou, you know, you had a little bit of a combination of Bogey was handling it and Red Mamba was handling it, which Bogey can do. But it was a matter of making sure that certain people were on the floor to mitigate the stagnation, okay? And when we did get Lou, that helped out a lot because now you did have a bona fide scorer out there to where, okay, bar none, at least he can hit some shots. Just, okay, I got to take over or whatnot. But do we really want that? Do we want Lou? If we sign Lou back and let him go ahead and be the shooting guard, who is that point guard to run the team? Because that's what we need. We got to have somebody to actually run the offense, okay? That's going to be the thing. And so are you confident that a rookie could come in here and take those minutes, especially remember, Goody, again, here's the list. Restricted free agents, Skylar, Knight, Goody. Restricted as far, and of course, John. Skylar and Knight, more than likely, possibly, will be in G League. You know, although I just think that they should get the minutes. I think they should get the shot to stay and put the new rookies in G League and let that be it, but that's just me. Dunn picked up his option, and Lou, Snell, and Solo are free agents, and none of them have signed yet. I don't believe Snell is going to be here. I think Solo has a chance to stay here. I would like him to stay here, if anything. Okay? But, again, Dunn staying here or picking up his option, I should say, does make a difference, I think, because I believe Dunn plays enough of a part and a role on the defensive side exclusively, and he's good at it to where I think that's valuable. And, again, he's a specialist, though, so he's not going to be needed to run the team. He's coming in to stop people. That's it. He's a stopper, okay? So, again, do you bring in Rose? Do you bring in a T.J. McConnell? Or do you look at some of these guards? Jared Butler, I say, is a possibility. Again, Chris Durant or Durante from Oregon. I mean, he showed a lot in the two tournament games he played, and he had a pretty good regular season, and he shows he could pass the ball. Again, anytime you can get over five assists in a college game at all on a regular basis shows that you can pass the ball, all right? But here's a third person. I mean, this is somebody I just added today, actually. Okay, he's a kind of a sleeper. Sharice Cooper from Auburn, okay, 6 foot, 180 pounds. He is a pure point guard, 20 points, 8 assists a game in college in the SEC. Now, I will say he didn't shoot the three ball well, but again, we have shooters. He could pass that ball to the shooters all day long. He could penetrate, kick it out, all right? He did have a little bit of turnover. That's coaching, all right? But again, and also he's coming off the bench. So let's say we really went crazy and say, okay, we're going to give the ball to a rookie. I believe this could be a guy to think about. Here's the other thing, too. He is one of only two freshmen to end a college season with 20 points, 8 assists in a season. Guess who the other guy was? Trey Young. So why not? Sharice Cooper. I think that's somebody possible in that 20th slot. I think he could be there. I mean, again, this draft is deep, quote unquote. I'm doing the air quotes for those who are listening on the radio, 646-652-4479. And again, appreciate everybody watching on the New Pack City Facebook page. DJ says, I see Lakers got no shooters now. They'll get D. Rose, and he's not a sleeper, Chris. He's a bucket. I'm just saying, SB Nation said he's a sleeper in the draft. I'm saying what the pundits are saying. D. Rose, yeah, I think D. Rose would be great here. And he would solve D. Rose, I thought, would solve the problem easier than anything, any other situation. If we were to get D. Rose, that would definitely make good, that would make Goody expendable. Do you keep, that means Dunn probably would almost be expendable to an extent, because that goes into whether or not you want to keep Lou or not. And this is also you keeping him, all right? Because we don't want to sacrifice. We want to have defensive on the floor. And Diego is not going to be there. That's another Cam's back is up right now, because Lou don't play no defense. Rose doesn't play no defense, okay? So you got to have somebody in there to help you play some defense. And that's why, you know, I say, considering the position, you know, what are you going to be doing? You know, and I don't know why we're getting all these Cam trade rumors or whatnot. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me, but they're out there and they're strong. So, that's right. 646-652-4479. So, those are the three guards that I'm looking at as far as coming in and saying, okay, if Trey comes off the floor, his foot touches the out-of-bounds line, how many points will we not be down when he comes back? We got to be able to at least maintain a level of substance when it comes to giving Trey the minutes for him to rest every game, okay, and not being dependent, and letting the players in their roles be their roles. Now, yeah, Bogey played some point. We know he can do it. We know Red Mamba can do it, you know, to an extent. But I would rather have an actual point guard, okay? I'd rather have somebody who they take that mantle and they run with it and it's theirs. That's why I say Sharice Cooper is definitely somebody, besides Jared Butler, I say could be in the mix as far as that position. Now, on the big side, losing Big O is huge, you know. Just didn't see that coming. You know, after seeing and knowing all the storylines and everything, it's like, man, either he made the decision to just keep playing through it because he wanted to play, or the staff, you know, I don't know. I say that the minutes that he would have, I say the sacrifice of him losing the first part of the season and then him being able to be healthy for summer league and this coming regular season would have been more important to an extent, because now his second season, he's not going to be around till January, you know, and then he still has to get revved up to be able to, you know, get back full healthy and everything. So I don't know. I'm really still torn about that. But at the end of the day, we know we need a bid. Now, again, restricted free agency, John, restricted. You got Lou, Snell, and Solo that are free agents. None of those guys are bigs, though. I don't believe we're going to keep Snell. Scholar and Knight and Goody are restricted free agents. You got Knight there. Do you let Knight play? I believe he deserves a chance to play, okay? I believe his energy, if he's given the minutes, means something. Every time he got minutes, he was always productive, okay? Every time he got minutes, he was always productive. So I don't know why there's a question in that. Let's see, what do y'all think about Buzz and Biggs? Draft or free agency? I'll type that on the New Pack City Facebook page real quick. I believe Knight should have a chance. I mean, he's had some dynamic games. You know, he's had some energy plays and everything. And again, every time he had minutes, he had something on the stat line. Even if it was 2 minutes, he had a couple of buckets and a board or a block or a steal or something every single time. All right. So I believe he deserves a chance, especially if Bruno's no longer here. You know what I'm saying? And Big O is not here. You don't want to put Gallo at the center. So put Knight in that center, possibly, you know. So at that point, who are you getting as a big in the draft, if at all, or do you go free agency? So on the free agent side of things, here's what I'm thinking, okay? There's really only two. Well, there might be three. Enes Kanter, double-double guy. He's been doing that for a long time. It doesn't look like he's slowing down. You know, if he's coming off the bench and he's getting 20 minutes a game or somewhere like that, he can give you a double-double because he can also score, all right? But he can get you those boards. He's in there. Now, on the defensive side, he's not like a defensive stalwart necessarily. He's not there to block shots, things of that nature necessarily. But the boards that he gets helps you out because that's less possessions that the other team has to score, all right? Now, there's three guys out of one of them. I'm probably leaning towards one. You got Drummond, who you can get for like peanuts right now. Cousins, who you also can't move out the paint. You can't move Drummond out the paint. And Howard, Dwight Howard. Now, a lot of people are like, why Dwight Howard? Well, like I said before, it was a mistake for the Hawks to not keep Dwight Howard the first time around just because somebody didn't want to run no plays for him and actually give him some offense. All right? That's a big deal for me still, because guess what? He's still out there rebounding and blocking shots and doing all the stuff that he's been doing for a long time. You give him the minutes, he's still going to be productive. And guess what? He's a great pick and roll to the basket center. He can still catch all those lobs. He can be dominant in the paint still. You see what I'm saying? Don't go into the fluff of him shooting threes. I don't care about that. All right. But he could still be a dominant force for a team like us. Well, guess what? We were getting manhandled under the glass. If we had Dwight Howard out there, do you think Lopez would have had that easy of a time? I don't think so. You see what I'm saying? Now, yeah, DeMarcus Cousins doesn't play defense either, but he can board. And, again, those defensive rebounds take away possessions and whatnot. He can at least get in the way of somebody, and he's not getting backed down by nobody by any stretch of imagination. He's a strong boy, all right? Same thing with Andre Drummond. Now, Andre Drummond, on the other hand, can play some defense if he's motivated. But that's why I lean towards Dwight Howard a little bit more than any of those guys because, again, he still looks like he still can play, and we're not talking about major minutes here. When Clint comes out, you're bringing in a multiple-time MVP, a defensive MVP, a league block leader, you're bringing that guy in. You see what I'm saying? I believe it can work. And, again, when he seals off in the paint, guess what? We got point guards that actually will give him the ball in the paint so he can get that easy 2 points, and he'll miss his free throw. But, anyway, Linda is on the way to the draft party. All right, Linda, I wish I could go. I hope we don't mess up our core. That's something else we'll talk about a little bit later. So that's what I think on the free agent side. It's not a lot of guys on the free agent side that I'm thinking about on the big side, okay? Now, on the draft side, as far as a big, okay, here's what I'm looking at. Now, we're talking about the 20th pick and then possibly going the 48th pick, one of the two. So I'm going to just mention some of the ones that I'm thinking about. Y'all can let me know what y'all think at 646. Forgetting our number, 646-652-4479 is the number. And again, thanks to all who are watching on the New Pack City Facebook page right now. I am live and in living color. And I'm checking my text messages real quick. So here's my first guy. And let's see if I can find him. Charles Bassey out of Western Kentucky. Now, if you haven't seen him, check him out. Go check out his tape. 17-11. 17 points, 11 rebounds. High motor. He loves rebounding. Like, he's a rebound guy. Like, to rebound, you have to have the mentality right off the jump that I'm getting every doggone rebound. That's just part of your makeup. It's part of your DNA. All right. One of the things that they say about him, he has a high motor on rebounds. Okay. 7'3" wingspan, 6'10", 230 pounds. You know, he'll get bigger, but he's pretty strong already. I believe he'd be a great guy coming in. And again, whether or not you're putting him in the place of putting him in G League and having Knight playing and having Bassey available in case somebody gets injured, right? Or Bassey could come in there and play. Possibly, you know. And again, right now with Big O gone, all right, you know Bruno ain't going to be there no more. Gallo's your power forward coming off the bench for John, right? So you got to have somebody in that spot. Somebody got to be there. And really, I would say we need two guys, really. So I wouldn't mind going free agent, possible draft of a big. I don't know if I would draft two bigs necessarily, but we'll get into that a little bit later. And don't worry, DJ, I'm going to talk about our core in a bit. Another guy out of the draft I'm looking at, or a lot of people are. Now, here's the deal. Now, it's always tough to try to compare people. You know, people are looking at Usman Garuba from Real Madrid in Spain, 6'8", 230 pounds. They give him the Draymond Green treatment, okay? He can't shoot, all right? But what does he do? He plays defense, and he's smart. He's smart. They give him that. Again, that's what the Draymond Green thing is that he's really basketball savvy. All right, his basketball IQ is very high, as for a young kid especially. He was starting for Real Madrid, too, remember. That's an international team, if you don't know. He was starting for that team, all right? So he can run the floor. He can play his man face-to-face. He's strong enough to play people back to the basket. All right. His wingspan allows him to disrupt shots as well. All right. So when you're talking about that, and then of course him being able to roll to the basket with our guys, you know, Trae Young and stuff like that, when he's in there, probably similar to Big O in that case. So that's a possible player that we could look at in the draft as well. Another player will be Luka Garza. Now he could fall in our slot in the second round. And if you did watch the tournament, I believe that he could be a viable player for us. Number one, he's 6'11", 260. So right there, he has the size. Okay? Right there, that's a guy who you just ain't moving in and moving out the way just because you want to. All right? He can shoot. All right? He averaged 24-8 this year. Okay? You don't score 24 points a game in college for nothing. All right. He can shoot from the outside. Okay. That's a big deal, right? In today's NBA, air quotes again for everybody listening on the radio. But the biggest thing is I think his size, his ability to steal off people. I mean, I'm just watching the tournament, and it was impressive of his technique on him being able to use his leverage to be able to not give a person the opportunity to get a rebound. And then if he has post position, get him the ball, because he's done his job of getting that position to where he's getting easy layups or dunks. Okay. So in the second round, I believe value-wise, if we were fortunate enough to have him there, if we couldn't get Bassey initially, because that's who I would really like to get, I would say go after Luka Garza. If we don't, in the first round, if we don't go big, second round, if Luka is there, I say that's the guy you get. Okay. But again, there's a lot that goes into this a little bit in regards to, again, the free agent part of it, you know, done opting into this contract, you know, how much money are we looking to spend in free agency as far as contracts go. That's why I say Howard is an option. Drummond is definitely an option because we can get him, like, for below minimum at this point, you know, and he's still a rebound. I mean, Drummond, let's see how old Andre Drummond let's see, Andre Drummond. He is 27 years old, so he can play another 10 years for somebody. He's 6'10", 280, y'all, again. He can play. He just hasn't played well the last couple of seasons for one reason or another, and some of it is minutes, some of it is attitude. This is where also the Nate effect comes into play a little bit. Can you get to play with a coach that's really a coach, that really cares about what's going on in the organization, to really take care of each particular player and what their needs are in regards to being the best that they can be? And I believe coming into this season, that's going to be a big attraction for players to want to be here, okay? Right now, the organization was it, and that's why we were able to get somebody like a Bogey and somebody like a Gallo. When Lou came over, you know, that was a big deal. Now, after being 2 wins away from the finals, all those other players that are out there kind of just been languishing in torment. They know the Hawks are right there. They know the Atlanta Hawks are right there on the verge because they know they got Trae Young over here, right? And we got the young core, as DJ mentioned. Now, as far as, let's go ahead and talk about the young core, okay? This core starts with John Collins because he was drafted first of the young core, okay? He's been here the longest. This was his fourth NBA season. He's just 23 years old, gave you 17-7 this year. You know, there's not a lot of other power forwards in the NBA who gave you 17-7 every night. John Collins is in the top 10 of every major category as far as power forwards go. Did you know that? Scoring points, rebounds, shooting percentage, three-point percentage. John Collins is not a whole bunch ahead of him, okay? So then you have Trey, right? Then you have, before Trey, actually, you have Red Mamba. Then you also have Hunter, and then you have Cam, obviously, right? This young core can help us win for the next 15 years. Now, well, we ain't going to be able to keep it. Wrestler said that, blah, blah, blah. Wrestler can say whatever he wants. He can make it happen. I keep telling you all that. There's a lot of money about to come into the NBA again. And again, yes, players want to get paid, but players also want to win. Players can get paid if they're smart. LeBron James' career as a billionaire, over a quarter of it is from endorsements, not his NBA salary. So if you play it right, you'll make plenty of money over a period of time. You can do it if you want to. But do you want to win? Do you want to be a Sacramento King and not be in the playoffs for 15 years, but you're making your money? You make more money when you win, right? You make more money when you are winning titles, right? Or at least getting close to winning titles, getting all-star appearances and all that kind of good stuff. We have that ability in these guys to be able to do that, right? So, and again, we're in a city like Atlanta where there's so many opportunities as well. So I believe that these guys will choose to stay together. They will make it work. They can adjust contracts over a period of time. They say, you know what, give me this. Just give me this, and then you can just pay me this over the next couple of years, and I'm good. How much money do you really need? All right. So I believe we can keep this core together at least because, for one, these guys are under contract. Like, that's the other crazy thing about it. It's like, why you got to jump the gun when these guys are under contract anyway? Let's win. Let's win these games. Let's win this championship, right? We'll worry about the other stuff later. But the guys that are already under contract for a few more years, let's not worry about that right now, okay? Let's let them get to actual free agency or restricted free agency, whatever it is. But you don't have to pay guys ahead of time. They're under contract. They can't go nowhere. Okay? That's one thing. Two, these guys like playing together. Okay? And winning is cool. Again, remember John Collins, one of his first interviews during the 8-game winning streak was that, man, winning is really cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had never won more than, what, 3 or 4 in a row ever while he was a Hawk? And here it is, they're on an 8-game freaking winning streak. That's a big deal. Belief. Again, that's what Nate said at the very beginning, is that we need to start believing that we can win some games. He brought that to this team. Okay? They were allowed to win finally. Y'all already know my whole spiel. I'm not going to get into it tonight. 646-652-4479. Oh, man, it's almost 7 o'clock. So I believe we can keep this team together. I really do believe that. It might not be true, but I believe it. And that's all I really care about is I believe it can happen. And if the players want it to happen, it will happen. If the players want it to happen, it will happen. John Collins being a restricted free agent and come next week, they're going, the Hawks are going to make him the offer of offers of what or whatnot. And he's going to take it because he wants to stay here and he wants to win. He's never said he wanted a max contract. He just wanted a little bit more than what he was offered, and he bet on himself. Even though he knew he was going to sacrifice as well because we had better players than we had the year before and the year before that. There was going to be some sacrifice. Trey sacrificed some of his. Again, there was just no reason for people to come like they have been and being so demonstrative against these players. I don't understand Hawks fans when they do stuff like that, but John Collins helped us win a lot of games, y'all. And him not being here would mean something. And you don't just readily replace someone who, again, this a year ago gave you 23-10. The year before that gave you 19-9. How many power forwards are doing that each night, y'all? It's not a lot. It's not a lot. Do y'all really want somebody giving you 7.6 rebounds a game? Y'all really want that? Because that's what you're looking at. That's what you're looking at right there. 646-652-4479. Unless you go all out. I saw somebody, I believe it was Bruce. Let me see what Bruce said. I think I can pull his up real quick. Bruce proposed, Bruce Downs, New Pack City. The 20th pick, Cam and JC for Sabonis, TJ McConnell, and the 13th pick. Now, if you're going to go all out, that's what you would do. Because, again, you're talking about if you're going to replace John Collins, you got to replace him with equal value or better. You can't lose on that. So if you were to do a sign and trade, you know, that would be a possible one. If it got down to it, I still wouldn't like it, wouldn't want it to happen. But at least I could see that happening if it was to happen. That would be the one. Cam, 20th, JC, Sabonis, and TJ, and the 13th pick, to where at that point you're replacing Cam's position somehow. But at the end of the day, maybe not so much that, because if you have Cam gone, that means that, you know, Red Mamba, of course, is getting all those minutes anyway. You got Bogey still, you know. So, but you got the 13th pick, you get the best player, you know, available at that point possibly. Talk about letting him walk. But again, remember, at the point where the trade deadline happened, I mean, Travis basically already said, we're not trading him, okay? Which means they're going to work out a contract, okay? Because otherwise he would have traded him. This is Travis we're talking about, okay? So he already said, we're not going to just lose him and just not, you know, he's not going to just walk. Travis has already said that. Now, in my case, I believe that means we're going to, you know, definitely sign him because, again, what are you really getting? What are the real possibilities, the true blue possibilities of getting somebody at least equal to what John Collins gives you and also helps you win? Because that's the other element you got to look at. You're talking about taking John Collins away from Trae Young, of all people, when both of them have said they want to be better than Stockton and Malone, which means they're going to win some championships. Why wouldn't y'all want that here in Atlanta, by the way? Okay. Who are you going to replace John with to be as productive as John? Who can shoot threes like John? Who can rebound? Who can block shots like John? And John is just 23. He's still getting better. All these other players that are out there that are power fours, they're at where they're at. They ain't getting no better. John is still getting better at a whole bunch of different aspects of the game, and he will get better. And we have more control over his contract than anybody else. Now, if he was not to accept a contract from the Hawks, then it's a matter of, okay, well, then a team is going to make an offer, then Atlanta will be forced to match it. And that's why I think it's not going to go that far. I believe he's going to get over $100 million or so, you know, but it ain't going to be nothing. It's not going to be $135 million or anything like that. I think there's going to be a good median that they'll match up to, and keep John Collins here. I just believe that. I just believe that. As far as the rest of them, Hunter eventually, you know, again, I'm like, well, if you penalize John Collins for missing those games like he did, you're going to penalize Hunter too? You're going to penalize Cam as well? If we keep Cam, you're going to penalize him for missing the entire 2020 season almost? You're going to penalize him when it's time for Con? See, that's why I disagree with, like, being so demonstrative about people, because we can read all that, and they can read it too. Are you really supporting the team or not? You know what I'm saying? Again, people won't be mad about it, but it ain't our money. If a owner feels value of a player, let him pay the money for that player. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of bad. Al Horford is still getting paid. $33 million a year? Like, really? So 646-652-4479 is the number. Let me, I got a worldwide text I'm sending out real quick. And send. So yeah, so let me know what else you think about the draft for tonight. It's an hour away. I got about 20 minutes left. I can stretch this out a little bit. I was hoping to get Jordan on tonight. I guess he ends up getting held up, it looks like, I guess. But, again, we have a lot of players that we can go after. Our status on the free agent side, like I said, Lou, Snell, and Solo are free agents completely. Scholar Knight, Goody, and John are restricted. We know John's situation is going to be coming first, and pretty much everything will probably fall in after that. Skyler and Knight, worst case scenario, put them in G League. Because, again, we're looking – I say we got to get two bigs at least, you know, especially with Big O being gone. So you need to be able to have, you know, the depth in case people get injured, okay? So, again, you got right now on the roster, you got John and Gallo at power forward right now because Big O is not here, right? And Bruno ain't going to be here. So that's why I say we can get a free agent and somebody out the draft for your two bigs, okay? And if Skyler and Knight are in G League, I say, again, you can also get you a point guard from the draft. Okay, that's your second player. And get you a free agent point guard. And you have those four players available. Because, again, Snell more likely is not going to be here. And if that means Solo not being here, too, that might be the other sacrifice, you know. Because, again, we're always talking about upgrading. But I like what Solo brings to the table, though. His shot selection is kind of iffy sometimes, you know, but other than that, he definitely brings you that grit. So let's just say if we was to keep Dunn and he had Solo, you know, maybe that lessens the free agent part a little bit, but do you believe Solo will give you enough, you know, over the course of a season? Because again, Snell, it just wasn't aggressive enough for me. You know, and having Red Mamba, having Bogey on the team, having Hunter back. Remember, our team is getting so much better just because Hunter and Cam are going to be coming back for a whole season. Okay? So your scoring is going to go up, actually. And your defense is actually going to go up, too, because now you got Cam coming off the bench and you got Hunter who is starting. You got Red Mamba coming off the bench. So imagine you got Red Mamba and Cam coming off as small forwards and shooting guards. Okay? Possibly, or a combination where you got Lou coming in the game. I mean, we're going to be deep. And that's where I think we've got to try to keep this together some way because that's how we beat everybody. We were just so much better than everybody else. And we had a coach that could coach better than everybody else for the most part. And again, we were two games away. If Trey don't sprain the ankle, I believe we're NBA. I believe we've won the NBA championship. It's us on Peachtree Street right now, you know, still. Weeks later, right? We reopened Underground Atlanta. Can you imagine? I hate that they, you know, again, we couldn't anticipate, you can't anticipate certain things, but can you imagine Underground Atlanta after an NBA Finals championship? Y'all, wouldn't that be awesome? So, again, it's a lot to go into. We're going to find out. We're not that far away. Hold on a second. All right. We're not that far away. And, you know, the city of Atlanta, we're deserving of the opportunity. We needed that, what happened in 2020. And now 2021 around the corner. I mean, we all need to be excited. We need to have that anticipation that we're winners, you know, and we need to be speaking like that. And all these other teams, they want our guys. It's always like that, you know, because the NBA don't want Atlanta to be a winner. So they throw that stuff out there for the non-fans really to be like, yeah, we just give away these people for this sorry person, and blah, 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 blah. We don't need to do that. We finally have us a team like the Miami Heat had them a team, and the Spurs had them a team, and the Lakers had their teams, and the Boston Celtics had their teams, and the Golden State Warriors had their teams. We need to have our opportunity to have our team. Because, again, the other iterations of the Atlanta Hawks, the Al Horford teams, both of them, where did they get us? But they got their time and the money. So why can't we give these young guys the time and then also pay them accordingly? Because guess what? For position, this core that we have is better than any player we've had in the Hawks history, with the exception of Neek. And that remains to be seen, possibly. You don't know who might elevate themselves. It could be Hunter, could be Cam. I don't know. But we already know Trey, as point guard, is the best point guard the Atlanta Hawks have ever had, ever. We already know that. So now we're just looking at position for position. You know, will John elevate that to that point? Never know. Who's going to be the next person to get a statue? It's going to be Trey. Who after that? Right? That's how we need to be looking at it. We're talking about legacy here. And I believe, you see that guy right there? I believe we have a legacy. Now, unfortunately, you know, I was hoping to have Cam on before tonight, but with those rumors and stuff, that's why we haven't been able to get Cam on, because, heck, we don't know if Cam's going to be a Hawk. You know, point blank, you know, after tonight, he might not be. So hopefully he is, and if he is, we'll have Cam Reddish on the show. In the near future, and then we'll see what happens with John, and then hopefully we'll have John back on the show, because again, it was about a year ago where we had John Collins on. And if you listen to that interview last year, then you can go to Amazon Music, Spreaker, Spotify, our iHeartRadio, and then make sure you follow IMTN Worldwide Radio on Instagram. If you listen to his interview for 30 minutes talking about Hawks in the city of Atlanta and the fans and everything, some of the things that he talked about actually came true this year. Okay, we saw the future, and he kind of gave us a futuristic picture of what it's going to be like being a Hawks fan from now on. And it was it's pretty cool when you look at it from that. I'm glad we did the interview, of course. But definitely go back and listen to it. I'll see if I can repost it. I can't remember I want to say it's episode 71, but I can't remember right now. But John Collins being on the show is a big deal. Of course, Dominique Wilkins has been on the show. We've had plenty of Atlanta representation on the show, and that's why we continue to be excited about the future as Hawks fans, and again, just Atlanta sports in general. You know, the Falcons season is about to start. Falcons going to win the Super Bowl, y'all. Braves, we can't even get to 500. But they're going to win another World Series, you know. Atlanta United, another manager fired. But they're going to win another cup. But they have a cup at least, right? They have a MLS cup at least. UGA, they're going to win the national championship one day again, maybe, hopefully. That's all about being optimistic. And some people just don't want to be optimistic. Some people would rather be miserable forever. They've been so scarred for whatever reason. And they just don't want to. They don't want to believe. They don't want to believe. So DJ says, I think Trey can win us a championship. Well, I know he can do it. We were two games away. So let's get that out the way. We know he can do it. So that's going to end the show tonight. I'm going to just close it out at an hour. I want to say thanks to DJ. Linda kind of almost checked in, but she's going to the draft party. So that's where she's at right now. And DJ, who was somebody else who was on earlier? DeAndre, there we go. Appreciate watching from the New Pack City page. Shout out to Jamal Price, of course. Make sure y'all go to the Originator brand. Check him out. Get your Hawk shirts for the next season coming up and everything. I don't know if he does half. I got to ask him about that. Shout out to Jordan. I'm not sure what happened to Jordan tonight, but I hate that he missed the show tonight, but maybe next time. But again, tonight is going to be a big night. Let's, you know, cheer on the team, see what decisions are made. If we end up making some blockbuster moves, we'll deal with it. You know, like I said, in this case, I'm not going to like it if they trade Cam. I'm going to just be straight up. All right. But I have to live with the consequences, just like I live with Danny Manning being here, right? Danny Manning was a Hawk and Dominique was not. I couldn't root for Dominique no more because he wasn't in a Hawks uniform anymore, right? So at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. But never think that it's just you can be you're a fan of the team, or you say you're a fan of the team and not the players. That's false. The reason that you are gravitated towards the team is particular players. It's hand in hand. It's twofold. Okay, you're always going to have your favorite player. Okay. But you do have to move on. And once that player is gone, you got to keep going with the players that are on the roster. And I always say, give every player that's new 3 years to prove himself. And after that, you can be critical, but don't so be so overly critical that it sounds like you hate the person. That's not necessary, y'all. Let's not ever do that, okay? DJ says, let's see what happens. We definitely will. Enjoy the draft, y'all. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio, and this was Around the ATL. Until next time, y'all take care. Peace.